This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Now we're in a transition a little bit. Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. We are broadcasting live from the Score's Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. Want to thank them for their contribution. Want to thank Matt and Naya for getting us up and twitching this morning. I believe we never came off Twitch.
I don't think we did.
Twitch the whole time.
Yep.
And want to thank everyone for calling, texting, emailing.
Most of all, thank you for listening on this Wednesday.
Means a lot to us. Thanks to our executive producer. He is Dustin William Rhodes.
They just take it for a strike, throw it down to second, and it's in the shallow center field. PCA having some fun. He gets to third and hold that home. Here's the throw. It's low. Pete's safe. He's electric. PC amazing.
Come on now.
Mr. David with a tribute to that earlier. And thank you, Brandon Fryer, for your wonderful, always great work. Oh, yeah. There it is. There's the greatest moment in Sox history this spring. That is Kyle Teal sending Rocco a message. Rocky with his first
Rocky
second
Sasaki
pitch
taken deep
on the backfields of Camelback, and Look what happened. Kyle Teal, boom goes the dynamite. Mr. David, it's a Layla Wednesday. It's Wednesday. Layla's here. Imagine the shock we had when you were on the afternoon yesterday.
Very shocking.
We were very upset.
You were very shocking on the afternoon too.
Yeah, that was a shocking
performance. Shocking show.
Thank you. Thank you.
Very good stuff, though.
You guys were great.
You guys were great yesterday.
I needed more information on the show that was going on down at the Combine, and it was great to hear you guys pull it apart.
Yep.
We got Marshall Harris here.
I'm just here. So I don't get fined.
You're a good man. So I don't get fined. That was your guy. My guy.
Your guy, Marshawn Lynch, your drinking buddy.
That's right.
You're drinking.
Let's not get into that.
Okay, we won't.
But my mother's maiden name was Hennessy. That's all I'm saying.
Hey. Wow.
I won't tell you what was being consumed. And I believe Dan's floating around somewhere. Dan?
He's a dirt disturber.
There we go.
Oh, yes.
Is that different from a berserker?
I don't know. I think it's... I thought he was more of a chaos creator on the base paths, and Bruce said he's a dirt disturber.
We use that term for Jakeem Grant, as I recall.
Oh, really?
Yes, he was the punt berserker, according to Dan.
Well, we also predicted his touchdown too.
Yeah, remember he would take the ball with like 1 yard left in the back of the end zone, and we're like, "What are you doing?" But he showed us.
He did, yeah. I had not heard that term before. So
berserker.
At the time, it made sense.
Berserker.
I've heard Berserker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You've heard people accuse you of it on certain weekends.
Hey.
I'm not saying all that. I'm very lame.
You all right, Marshall?
I'm good.
You laid back today?
I'm letting you. There's five people. I'm picking my spots.
Where's Dan?
Dan's he's on.
Can't hear me?
Oh, there he is.
Yeah, we got you.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Let's pretend like we can't hear him.
Are you guys going to be watching the Bulls tonight? That's my next question.
Sure.
Go Ramblers.
Not sure.
Are the Clippers, are they at full strength? Who's playing, who's not playing? Because I think that's the question you ask
about.
You should
fear the Beard.
I think the Beard is playing, correct? Is Kawhi making the trip? I'm going to confess, I don't know how whole the Clippers are coming to the UC.
I'm about to tell you. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, so Clippers have... They're full strength. Only person they're not at full strength. Norman Powell is out, who's had a breakout season.
Well, I'm not going now.
Norman Powell. Do you understand
Norman
how
Powell
good,
is good?
Do you understand how good Norman Powell
is?
Yes,
been this I year? Do. But oh. He's not Kawhi or James Harden
or Vooch.
He like did. Wasn't you know he making better, an argument?
You know who he's a lot better than, and this explains why they let Paul George fly out into the wind. Paul George. He's averaging 24.2 points per game this season, Norman Powell. You know who could use a guy like that?
Yeah.
Your Chicago Bulls.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, he was, you could make the argument that he deserved all-star consideration.
They were doing blind resumes with him and putting him up there. He's shooting 42.8% from three.
I'll take that.
On 7.8 threes a game.
You would take that.
Yeah. I want to see if Kevin Herter can back up his 7-for-11 game. Yeah. And it was interesting.
I hope not.
Listening to the broadcast, they talked about the fact that he had settled down because of the All-Star break, where he was kind of in disarray beforehand with the trade, and he finally got settled, and that might be an explanation as to why he played much better his last time out.
They say those red-haired guys are hotheads.
I'm gonna tell you this. Kevin Herter sure showed me, because he had that one shot early in the game where there wasn't a soul within 20 feet of him, and then he pulls up for three in the corner and it is off, and I'm like, well, I see why they left Kevin Herter open. And then he proceeded to show me up for the rest of the game, and I was like, wow, Samsonite, I was way off. Like, that was a great game, Kevin Herter. My bad.
He had hit four, and his over-under in that game was 1.5.
He had shown no reason to believe that he could get past 1.5.
He was so good on contested threes. Like, that was the best part.
Against that team, every three was uncontested.
Uncontested threes. Oh, yeah. Like, there would be a hand in his face, and he didn't care.
I'll pose this question to the three of you. We talked about it, Dan and I, but I'll pose this question. Would you rather be the Sixers or the Bulls right now? In terms of what they have on their team, their contracts, their coaching situation, everything. Would you rather be the Bulls or the Sixers right now?
Sixers by a mile.
Sixers, yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so if Joel Embiid...
See, I wouldn't.
Why?
I think the Sixers are further away from winning a championship than the Bulls.
Well, that is the
I disagree with that
corollary.
Particular statement, but I'd rather have the clean sheet of the Bulls that's coming up.
Did Dan just predict the Bulls championship? Is that what I heard?
No, he predicted the Sixers not winning a championship.
I heard coaches. Kevin Herter 3-point contest next.
And the stuff with Embiid's knee is really bad. I mean, this could be just absolute dead contract.
But in a post-Lonzo Ball world, how do you feel about it? Like, are you more optimistic?
No, not
like he's bigger.
270 pounds.
He is bigger.
Who's Maxie on the Bulls?
Maxie's unstoppable.
Yeah, but again, that's going to be a big number too.
But
you know, if you start, the Bulls are closer to being able to get out from under.
It's dead cap
some
on
of
steroids.
Stuff.
Have you look at seen them. The Bulls?
Yeah, I have. They've been competitive the last three times out.
Yeah, right. But
Josh Giddey's about to get all the money.
Josh Giddey is. I've changed my mind, and I'm.
Oh
willing,
no! Don't do that.
I'm
Molly.
Willing to pay him $17 million a year.
Oh, $17 million. That's fine,
right?
You're not going to be able to pay him $17 million a year. Tonight he's going to get his fourth straight double double.
That's probably facts.
Michael Jordan never did that
because Vooch isn't playing tonight.
Well, and the double doubles, yeah, they're either coming from Vooch or Giddey.
He's the only tall guy left on the team.
How about Luka last night with the triple double?
That game was so much fun.
Oh,
I stayed up late. I watched it. I don't regret it. It was awesome. Ray and I watched
it. Your Mavs went down though.
My Mavs are half dead to me. No, I'm Team Luka, man.
Okay,
are you
good.
Kidding?
I'm glad.
You can't do that to people.
I love seeing Luka do that and seeing. The Lakers win that game. That was fun.
My Mavs were the Cuban era. We've all left. What? Well, Cubes is still there, just not majority owner anymore.
So if the Mavs go to Western Conference Finals, they won't be your Mavs?
No.
Oh, come on. I bet
also,
they will.
Like, I haven't lived there. And so, like, they went to the finals and I didn't really care.
I should
care.
Not have referred
when,
to them as your
when,
Mavs.
When Dirk Nowitzki, they were your Mavs.
Yes. Yeah. That was different. Yeah. But when you're watching the team every day, right? Like, we have other responsibilities. This is the business we've chosen.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omacid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omacid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.